the thing. I'm gonna read three verses, and then we're gonna pray for the kids and continue. So I'm reading today, believe it or not, from Genesis 22:15-18. Did anyone listen today? Do you think someone listened to what God is saying? Yes. 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 He prayed, and this is the first time for him, and he listened and he heard. This is what God wants to share for us. I'm sure when this happens, expect something. Yeah? Say amen. Amen? So, when the angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heavens for the second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous, yeah, as the stars of the sky and the sand of the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed. Amen. Because you have obeyed me. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the assurance that you're giving us, that you are here, you're already here. You're already with us, Lord, individually. And as a group, today we pray, Lord, that you speak to us. And I pray, Lord, that I will not be any hindrance for your voice to reach each one of us. And I pray for each one of us to listen to the Holy Spirit and to obey what you're saying to us. Bless the children. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay? I think they are gone. No, they are here. Okay. Today is my message is, you can call it the Abrahamic covenant. Al-Ahd al-Ibrahimi. Is that Abrahamic covenant? The covenant that God did with Abraham. And we're going to talk about it from chapter 17 and then chapter 22, 26, 28, and then we will go on. Amen? So, first, what does it mean to have a covenant? What's the definition of covenant? What's the definition of this word? Covenant is that agreement or two parties or more coming together to do alliance or agreement, or is like you're writing a contract between two or more. And each party will bring something to the table. Amen? Or taking an oath. Say oath. 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 Right? Oath. Taking an oath. I'm going to do this. Here, in this passage that we read, God says, I swore by myself. This is me. I am going to do this. So taking an oath. Oath. What's oath? Oath. I love it. When I studied, I loved it. Oath is marking an area or a territory with a fence, with a wall, designating this area for this agreement. And me and you, as two parties agreeing together, we're going to be inside this area and this fence around us. The oath is to be around, surrounded by a wall, to be surrounded by a fence to keep our promises. Let me give you an example. When me and Rola got married, we stood in front of everyone holding hands.
Hi, Rola.
And say, the pastor said, would you, Philip, take Rola as your wife? And they said, yes. And he asked the same question to Rola. Would you, Rola, take Philip as your husband? And she said, yes. Now, we made a covenant. We took an oath, a vow, in front of everyone that the relationship between man and woman in our life will be only designated, hallelujah, designated to those two. Only two. Say amen. Only two. Only two. Me and her. That's it. And then, if we add God to the equation, I swore by myself that we invite God and say, Lord, come to our marriages, to our marriage. One. Thank you. And surround us with defense. So now we're inviting God to the equation and saying, the oath, it's between me and Rola, but we want God to be surrounding us with this fence, with this wall of protection. Amen? So now we're going to live together forever, together, without any third party among us. This is marriage. This is marriage. This is the oath. This is the vow that we take when we say, I take you. And she says, I take you. Today is a special day for Arlene and Daniel. This is the first anniversary. Would you like to roll? Yes. This is when they stood and they said, I take you. I take you. I make a vow. I make a promise that you will be mine and I will be yours forever. And only death will make us what? Separate or apart. The only problem was this oath or this vow. Hallelujah. Is that when I sin and allow someone to enter this relationship? Third party. Now, this is me. Let's take it this way. That when I'm just, this is introduction. I didn't start yet. Okay? when we say like the border of the United States of America. Okay, this is a fence. This is a wall. Yeah? As Egyptian, I couldn't come to this country. I tried to come to this country, and they gave me refuse. If I want to come to this country, they have to give me a visa, permission, right? But without this visa, I'm not going to be legal here. I'm not going to be legally living here, right? This is exactly the vow, the oath, is between me and you. It's between two men, man and wife, yeah? No one can come to this territory unless someone will give the permission, the visa. And I pray that will not happen to any of us. I mean, this is I'm just giving you the idea, what does it mean to have covenant. And this is what happened between Abraham and God. They said at that day, because you did that, because you didn't withhold your son, your only son, and you offered him, you know what? I'm going to bring my part to the table. I will bless you. I will give you the land. Whole land. I will make you a great nation. In chapter 17, if you read from chapter 17, 1 to 9, you read the beginning of this covenant and say that God called Abraham. It was Abraham at that time. Abraham is exalted father. The name of Abraham, exalted father. And he said, come, I will bless you. I will be with you. And I will make you a great nation. And your descendants will be like the number of the sand, the stars in the sky, the sand in the shore, the seashore. I will bless you. This is the beginning of the covenant. I will make your name different a little bit. Instead of Abraham is the exalted father, I will make you Abraham, which is father of multitude. Multitude. A father of multitude. And not only about the number, but it's about the quality of your descendants. Because in your descendants, through your descendants, not only the Israelites will be blessed, but all nations of the earth. Everyone. So God made this covenant between him and Abraham. Okay, so let's see the two parties of the covenant. One, I like it when I read this part. I love it. When I read this part, I felt like, wow, it's like God is writing really a contract. In chapter 17. Let's read it together. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Here, you know when you're selling something or you're buying something, you say, in the contract you say, I, Edwin, Moncayo's? Okay, I don't know if you're one or two. Because we say at the Moncayos. Ah, the Moncayos. The house of the Moncayos. And not Moncayos. I thought there are many Moncayos. I'm sorry. This is different. So I, Edwin Moncayo, sell this so and so for this and you know. And then in the bottom, you say name, signature, and date, right? This is exactly here. Exactly. I, who? God. My name is God. I am. Who was and is to come. So the promise, this covenant, this oath, it was and is to come. It's not only for Abraham. It's not only for you. It's for you and for us and for people to come. Amen? So I am God. I am God Almighty. Here, the name is God. The signature, Almighty, Shaddai. Say Shaddai. Say it again. Shaddai. El Shaddai. God Almighty. It's from the word, the roots of the word Shaddad, which is in Arabic, Shadid, strong. And I was like, wow. When I saw this, I was like, wow. And the date was when Abraham was 99. This is the date of the contract. Because Abraham at that time, 99. Good luck with that. 99, and you're still wishing to have kids. 99, And not only that, but it's also about his wife. Because man can do that, it's okay. They can have their kids. But his wife is 89 at that time, right? And there's no way for her to get children. But God said, don't worry. I'm bringing to the table that I am Shaddai, El Shaddai. I can do everything. If I need to create a new womb for Sarah, I will do it. Hallelujah. Because I can, hallelujah. This is, I can see it now. I can, hallelujah. God is saying, yes, I know that your wife is 89. I know it. And she cannot bear children. I know it. But you know what? I don't see death in her womb. I don't see it. God is saying, I see life in her womb. The womb, the word womb, is motherhood. Equals motherhood. This is the same word. The same word, the same Hebrew word is like, you see that her motherhood is finished. But I see life in her motherhood. Don't worry, because I am God Almighty. I am El Shaddai. I am El Shaddai. I am El Shaddai. Don't worry. Don't worry. Is it impossible for you? Yes. But with God Almighty, El Shaddai, nothing is impossible. Nothing. Because this is what I'm going to bring to the table. This is my part in this covenant. I will do things for you you never seen before. Wonders and miracles. Sarah, I will give her life again in her womb. You are weak. 99 years old. Not 99 cents. Sorry. 99 years old. 99 years old. What can you do? Nothing. I will give you the strength, because I am Shaddai, strong and mighty God. This, the part one in this covenant is El Shaddai, God Almighty. The second one is Abraham, 99 years old. All what he has, Raul, all what he had is obedient. All what he had is obedient. I will obey you. Anything you will ask me, this is what I'm going to bring to the table. Abraham is saying, what I'm going to bring to the table is obedience. Abraham, leave your people and land and everything and follow me to a place that I will show you later. Okay. Really? Really? Okay. And he left everything and he obeyed and he went and followed the Lord. Abraham, give me your son, your only son. Okay. I will give him. Okay, obedience. So, the two parties of the covenant. One, El Shaddai, the strong Almighty God. And one, weak, have nothing but obedience. And this covenant happened at that time. And they said, okay, it's not only for you, it's for your descendant to come. It's for generations and generations to come. Let's read in Genesis 2, let me just, before we go to those verses. When that happened, Abraham left everything and he lived in Beersheba. He lived there. Okay? Just this is the little piece of information. And then in Genesis 26, we'll see how God is taking Isaac and he's telling him the same thing, same covenant, same oath. And he's saying, you obey me, you follow me, and as I was with your father Abraham, I will be with you, I will give you the land, I will make you a great nation, I will give you, and so the same covenant, and if you obey me, I will make your descendants like the sand and the star. Everything the same for his son, Isaac. The problem is, during the time of Isaac, it was famine. There is no food. This is the easy part. There is no food. And everyone was struggling. Not only that, but the Philistines at that time, what they did is that when Abraham dug well, the Palestinians, they filled it up with dust. During this time, hallelujah, Isaac and his men, they dug it again. And it's a kind of like spiritual inheritance he had. And it was like, what do you call it? Like covered, thank you, covered, canceled. The enemy stopped it. This is, when I was thinking about the whole thing about covenant, and we will talk about it more now. It's two parts. The covenant is two parts. First, I'm going to give you the land. I'm going to bless you. So bless you, okay? I'm going to bless you, give you the land, and I will make you your descendants like stars of the sky, everything, like, okay? But the second part of the covenant, you will be blessing, okay? So you're going to be blessed, but also you're going to be a blessing, okay? And as we will see, when life goes on and years goes on, how the enemy fights the blessing that God has for us and to be a blessing for others. The enemy fights both. I will bless you and you will be a blessing. I will give you all the land, all the nations will be blessed through you. Okay? Because you gave your son, your only son, I will give you the land. I will bless you. Because I will give my son, all the nations will be blessed. You see this? Two parts. The covenant, the oath, the agreement is two parts. But by going on in life, sometimes we forget one part. Or the enemy try to fill up our blessings, to stop our blessing, right? Yeah. God wants to bless us with a lot of things, all what we need. But the enemy stands on the way, right? Isaac, God wants to bless him and to give him the land. But the Palestinians doesn't want that, right? Not only that, but sometimes we forget to be blessing to others. Yeah? Let me read for you in Nehemiah. Nehemiah 9 and 7 to 9. You have this, James, right? Yeah. You are the Lord God who chose Abraham and brought him out of your Ur of Chaldean and gave him the name Abraham. Okay, you broke it. Okay, I'll get it. It's so beautiful. When I was reading it, I was like, they forgot. They forgot. When Nehemiah was praying, I'll just say, when Nehemiah was praying, and he was like saying, "You are the God of Abraham. You promised that you will give us the land, and you will." He said only this part. He said, "You are the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and you promised if we walk with you, and you will be our God, and we will be your people, and you will give us the land." He didn't mention anything about being a blessing to the nations. And this is when we live and we want only the blessing of God. Bless us, bless us, bless us. Oh Lord, bless us with joy. What are you going to do with the joy? Oh, bless us with peace. Oh, bless us with money. Oh, bless us with... What are you going to do? Are you going to keep it, keep it, keep it, keep it? This is the covenant is two parts. Bless me so I can be a blessing. Bless, I will bless you, Abraham, and you will be a blessing to the whole nations of the earth. I will bless you. I will bless you. Jacob, in Genesis 28, 10 to 15, it's the same thing happened. Jacob came out of Beersheba. And he came to a place, and he saw the angel of the Lord, and the angel of the Lord said to him the same thing. I will bless you. I will give you the land. I will make your descendants to be like the stars of the sky and the sand of the seashore and everything. The same covenant. Same thing. Same thing. And it goes on and on and on and on until Isaiah. Yeah. If you want to read a little bit more about Nehemiah, you can read Nehemiah 9:7 and 9:7 to 9 or to 10. Okay? And read also, and this is very interesting. Interesting. Yeah. 9, chapter 9. And verse 25 to 26. They are counting the blessings. You gave us the land, and you gave us to take there so and so and so and so. But nothing about being a blessing. Huh? It's very, 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 very hard to receive, and not to give. Amen? Jacob is the same. 28. And 10 to 15 is the same. The enemy tries two things with us. To sneak into this covenant, into this agreement, by doing two things. One is to say, you're not blessed. To lie. And where is God? If God is there in your life, why are you struggling like this? Why? And he starts to put lies. Asaph. And he's like, look at the evil ones. They are healthy, big, which is a sign of blessing at that time. Really. Until now, it's in Africa, if you're big, that means you're blessed. If your wife is big, that means, wow, look at this. They are blessed. Really. Rola knows that. Her husband is not feeding her. So, yeah, I am blessed. So this is what Asaph is saying. Look at the evils. Look at them. Look at them. They are healthy, have money, and even joy and everything. And he tries to say, you're not blessed. But the covenant say, I will bless you. I bless you, don't worry, I bless you. And the other part is trying to hinder us from being a blessing to others. This it's his way to destroy this covenant. Don't just keep your everything to yourself. You know, I love this song, but I'm gonna use it. You know, when we sing, Your grace is enough, Your grace. You know this song. I destroyed it, but you know it. I kind of don't agree with it. Your grace is. When it comes to sin and when it comes to the acceptance of God, His grace is enough. I know. But if we keep singing about grace, 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 blessing, 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 without looking at the other side of the covenant, which is being blessing, we have to. In Romans, this is my favorite. When I read it, and for the first time I read it and opened my eyes, it says that Paul is saying to the Romans that for him and by him, which is Jesus, we've received grace and mission. It's like a package. Grace, which is a blessing, and mission, which is to be a blessing. Grace, mission. Together. It's the same. I will bless you to be a blessing. It's the same. So if you keep focusing on, listen to this. I think it's, yeah, there is communication now. If you keep focusing on the blessing, you will end up with lands, but without God. This is then what happened to Nehemiah, at the time of Nehemiah. They focusing on the land. Look at us. We are blessed because we have all the land. But where is your God? Nothing. The relationship with God is destroyed. They worship idols. Their focus was only on the land, the blessing, the earthly blessing. This is the focus, which is wrong. But God wants us to look at both. I want to be blessed. Who else with me wants to be blessed? I want to be blessed. But at the same time, I want to be a blessing. Amen? This is the covenant that God wants to make with His church now. If I focus only on being a blessing, I will be empty. I have nothing to offer. So it's both sides. Amen? Amen? Both sides.
Isaiah 9:6.
Because we will be given a son, right? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the covenant will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is the new, the new format of the covenant, that I will give you a son. I will give you the son that will be Almighty God, Almighty and Counselor, and he will be Prince of Peace. John 3:16, we know it, yeah? If you believe in Jesus, for the whole world, right? It's not only for us, it's for the whole world. The last verses I want to read. In Hebrews 7:17-22. Can someone read it? Because I don't want to ruin it. Was my reading. Can someone read it, please? Okay, I will read it. Yeah. Someone read it. Yeah. This is the new format. Thank you very much for this word. This is the new format of the covenant. I will give you a high priest. I will give you a high priest that will bless you, hallelujah, and will prepare you to be a blessing. In Hebrew 4:14. Hope I can see it, yes. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Let he that not sin, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I believe God spoke. I believe God is speaking to us. I believe that God wants to renew the promises that He gave to your life. He wants to put them inside this new fence, this new enclosure or enclosed. I love it. One of the meanings of this, the oath, one of the meaning of this word is the enclosed or enclosure of a lion. The lion inside and it is surrounded by a fence. No one can go inside, right? Or he be, exactly. We have a lion with Judah that he's inside and he's saying, you know, the promises that I give you, I will keep it. I will make it true in your life. I'll bless you with my presence in your life. Hallelujah. Don't worry about, I love it. Don't worry about what you're going through now. Don't worry. Don't worry if you're 99 years old. Don't worry about your wife. Don't worry. I will make everything because I am El Shaddai. I am Almighty. And Jesus is the fulfillment of this promise. Jesus is the fulfillment of all the promises that was given to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. And now we see Jesus fulfilling of everything. He opened the heaven for us to see the Father. Hallelujah. He took away our sin. He took away our burdens. He opened the way for us to go to the holy place. He blessed us with the wonderful, wonderful blessing. And He wants to prepare us to be a blessing to the whole earth, to all nations, all the nations. I just want to encourage you. Look at South Korea. Yeah. South Korea. Few decades ago, they were poor country, they were so miserable. When God started to come to this land, changed. Look at them now. Look at them now. Churches all over the country. Churches, one of the biggest church, is the biggest church, yeah, is in Korea. And people are on fire for God. Yeah? Changed. Nation. This is a nation. We're talking about a nation. How many of you pray and hope and wish that this happens here in this land? Yeah. We have a promise. We have a promise that I will make a blessing, make you a blessing to the whole nations. Amen? Amen? Because we have Jesus, the fulfillment of the promises. We have Jesus. We can be a blessing to the nations. Amen? Let's stand together and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it's a personal challenge, if it's a personal thing that you're going through, I believe God Almighty, El Shaddai, is here to say that I can change your future. Even if your present is very bad, I still can change your future. If you feel like, there's no blessing in my life, God is promising that I am the blessing. I am the blessing in your life. If you feel that you're dry, no, you don't bear fruits, and God is saying, today, I'm going to start preparing you to obey, to give even your only son, the precious, the most precious thing in your life, and to make you a blessing. Lord, I pray for our marriages, that you come and surround our families with your presence, with your wall of fire in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray for our kids, for our children, to surround them, Lord, from every temptation, from every temptation of the enemy to make them out of this oath, out of this covenant. Lord, I pray that you surround them. I pray for this church, Lord. Hallelujah. I pray for this body, that you surround us with your promises to make us, Lord, a blessing, and to make us and to prepare us to be a blessing to the nations. I thank you, Lord, that you are calling us. As you called Abraham, Abraham, Abraham. Maybe some people here, they need to hear you calling their name for the second time, giving them another chance to follow you, to obey you. Lord, I prepare for the hearts. I pray for the hearts to prepare to listen and obey your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah.